The latest from podnews.net. A new radio and podcast conference has been announced.
We're here at this media conference today to announce that the world-leading Radio Days conference is coming to Asia.
Steve Ahern announcing Radio Days Asia to be held in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia in August from the same people who work on Radio Days Europe and Podcast Day. The two-day conference will contain items of interest for radio broadcasters and podcasters. Why is the Google Podcasts app failing so hard? Stephen Goldstein asked some industry pros. Nobody is very polite about it. Rebel Base Media have launched Podactivity with a long blog post explaining what it is. In short, interaction technology that gives you the opportunity to set multiple time-bound calls to action and interaction opportunities within each episode of your podcast. In a tweet, Michael Barbaro notes that The Daily appears to be the most downloaded show of 2018 in the US, according to Apple. Pod Save America's John Lovett responds, "It's cheating to do a show every day," which is a point. The full US list is on Apple's website. There's a different list for every country, of course, and we link to reporting on Australia's as well today. Podtrac have posted their top 10 new podcasts of 2018 based on US downloads. iHeartRadio has two in the top 10, and one in the top three, which in alphabetical order are Dr. Death, Gladiator, and Happy Face, the other two from Wondery. Deezer has signed an agreement with Triton Digital for programmatic ads within their podcast and music app. Swedish podcast company Acast has raised $35 million in a funding round. Its total funding now stands at more than $67 million. The company pioneered dynamic ad insertion and, among many other clients, monetizes BBC podcasts outside the UK. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.